thinking of Robert Frost in mid-October. I thought by now my reverence would have waned, matured to the temperate silence of the bookish, or revealed how blasé I've grown with age. But the unrestrained joy I feel when a black skein of geese voyages like a dropped string from God, slowly shifting and soaring, when the decayed apples of an orchard amass beneath its trees like Eve's first party, when driving and the road Vanna whites its crops of corn whose stalks will soon give way to a harvester's blade and turn the land to a man's unruly face, makes me believe I will never soothe the pagan in me nor exhibit the propriety of the polite. After a few whiskies, I'm loud this time of year, unseemly as a chevron of honking. I'm fire in the leaves, obstreperous as a piss-drunk New England farmer. I see fear in the eyes of his children. They walk home from school, and evening falls like an advancing trickle of bats, the sky pungent as bounty and chimney smoke. I read the scowl beneath the smiles of parents at my son's soccer game. Their agitation, which is the figure of wind yellow leaves make of quaking aspens.